Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maestros Daf Chof and the Oiz Vodar edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Aloha Dalit. We're starting Daf Yutes Amud Beis in the bottom. The Gemara dashes the Pasuk Siv, Ki Sovo Bekerem Re'echo, the worker comes to the vineyard of his friend. So the Gemara dashes now, Yochel Bishar Kol Odom HaKosom Adaber, could it be any person coming in? Tomud Loimar Ve'el Kelecho Loi Sitin. Don't put into your kelim. It says to the worker, you could take fruits for yourself, but don't put into your vessels. Avanoisin at lakelu shechavarecho. Mashi, could put into the kelim of your friend, which means the owner. Ve'ezezezepoyel. Talk about a worker. The worker is taking fruits, putting into the kli. It says don't put into your own kli. And this goes back to the Gemara said earlier regarding another place that we see that we're talking about a poyel only and not any other person, even if he's working for Baal HaBayis. Kedin is the Gemara, the Drasha, the Chof and Mudalev, the Ochalto Anovim. It says in the Pasuk, you eat grapes. V'cheheino yudim she'ein bakerem lo'ichol ela Anovim. Of course, you're eating grapes because you're in a vineyard. So what there is in the vineyard? Grapes. Matom lo'yom v'achalto Anovim. Ela mikan she'im haya oise b'teinim lo'yichol ba'anovim. Ba'anovim lo'yichol b'teinim. The Torah is teaching you here, you're in a vineyard, you're working on grapes, you eat the grapes. Don't eat any other types of fruits that you're now working on. Whatever you're working on, that's the only thing you can eat, as we saw in the previous daf. Kinaf shecho, the next word in the pasuk. Kol davar shayetzer toev. Anything that the yetzer wants. In other words, he can eat as much as he wants in order for himself to be satisfied. Kinaf shecho, what would be another drush of this word. Kol davar shupotu min ha-maisus. Rav Chaim points out that according to Vilna Gaon, you take away the words called over. So kenav shecho, shu potter on a maestros, teaches you potter on a maestros. Why? Because it says kenav shecho, like you. Ma at oichelu potter, av poel oichelu potter. The same with the Baal HaBayis is potter because he didn't finish the melacha. So also a poel, he is potter on a maestros. This is the source that we have a pasuk that tells you that a poel is potter on a maestros. It's a gzeras akasu, that a worker is potter on a maestros. And it's not considered to be a mekach, a sale, that you would say he is chayav and meiser. Kenav shecho, another drush from this word. Mikan shelo yuchal apoyel yoyser al schoroi. The worker cannot eat with no limit. He can eat only as much as his salary is, meaning that that's the amount of money. And that's what we learn from the word kenav shecho, because kenav shecho means the salary, as the Gemara is going to explain. Mikan ablo zuchas mo imir lo yuchal apoyel yoyser al schoroi, shayin more than his salary. Minayin shenafsha kriyas chor. I didn't know the word nafshecho means the salary. Ravo b'shem Rav Yisrael b'chanino nimar ka nafsha. It says you're nafsha. V'nimar le'ela nafshechti ve'elov who knows says nafsha. Going to talk about Baal Tolin, you have to pay the salary to the worker because he's waiting for it. Ma nafsha amur le'olam schoroi afkan schor. The same way there, you're speaking about the salary, the payment. Also here you're talking about the same thing. Savecho, because the pasuk says, "V'achalto anovim, anovim kenafshecho savecho." You want, and it fills you up. Shelo yeoichlu ma'imeki. You should not eat and throw up. You should eat and just fills them up. Savecho shelo mikalif b'teinim umitzametz ba'anovim. I mean, don't peel the figs and the grapes and eat only the inside. He has to eat the whole thing together, as much like to fill himself up in one shot. Says the Gemara, Roshia Poyalim, Tabel Imoy Bitsir, Rishu Shirech Lanovim Arabev. It says the Gemara, the Poyalim could go and eat bread with a dip, which makes them hungrier and they'll eat more Anovim. But on the other hand, Roshia Baal HaBayis, Lashkosim Yayin, the Baal HaBayis gave them wine, Rishu Shirech Lanovim Arabev. By giving them a lot of wine, that will make them not eat so much grapes. Similarly, we have by an animal, Roshia Baal HaPoro, Lar Evil, the owner of the cow, can make the cow hungry. Balayil in the night, b'shul shatoich l'arbe b'shal shidasho, so she'll eat more when she's working. Rasha Baal HaBayis l'achilu pekiya omir, the HaBayis can fill her up with pekiya omir, with a cheap type of food, b'shul shatoich l'arbe b'shal shidasho, so she won't eat the more higher quality food when she's threshing. And the more bring examples of this, Ravo Omer hasrigu l'behemin, give a stroiging for the animals so they won't eat when it works. Rav Chananya Mechlon Dveh, Rav Chananya gave him to eat dates. Ramono Mechlon Is Panini. He gave him to eat this type of plant called Panini. So all this is the idea that you can cause the animal not to eat because she's full. Tani Rav Chiya oichel poyel eshkol rishon. Tani eshkol achron. So Rav Chiya brought that the poyel can eat the first cluster of grapes that he sees. And don't say if he's eating the first grape, he didn't do any work yet. Also, there's a price he can eat the last grape that he sees. You could say maybe now it's the last grape, he's not working anymore. He can eat any one of these grapes. Now Shmuel b'shem Rav Hillel nosnu lasal osur. Once he put the grapes into a basket, it's osur. Because that's the end of the work. That's only if he is harvesting and someone else is taking the fruits in the basket somewhere else. So he finished once he put it into the basket. He was doing the harvesting and carrying the basket. So then, in the beginning when he's harvesting, he's allowed to eat like any worker. The Torah says he can eat. Afterwards he eats because mi derabbanan you can eat. And the more explains what's the derabbanan, because it said oichlim ba'alichosam mi'umin l'uman. When they go from one row of tree to another row of tree, you allow the workers to eat. Why? They're not working right now. Because Balabais wants them to eat, so they won't be busy eating while they're working. Similarly, b'chazirosam minagasam, they're coming back from where you press the grapes. U'bechamor sheteh perekes. And the donkey can eat from what he's carrying until you remove it. So Rabbanu allowed this because the Baba is happy with it. Says Motani, Marim Odom al Poyalo Vlios Oichlim Teisha Vekoitzimachas. Meaning a person wants to feed his workers and doesn't want to be chayav in ma'aser. So he tells them, here, take these fruits and give me, out of 10 fruits, give me one. So the fact that you're giving him one, that means they're working for him. So then the other 9 they can eat without ma'aser, because that's the exact cost, so that a worker who's eating as part of his work, he doesn't have to do ma'aser. But they would not give one to Baal HaBayis, who take everything for themselves, so then it's not going to be work for Baal HaBayis. It's just stop eating, so then they'll be chavin ma'aser. Is Tani, some say in the Braiso, Tani koitzim teisha v'oichli machas. They take a 9, give 9 to Baal HaBayis, and one they eat. So when nicho oichlim teisha v'koitzim machas, if you say they eat 9, only one to give to Baal HaBayis, the chiddush is that even though it's really a trick, because they're not really working for Baal HaBayis, give only one to the Baal HaBayis, it's considered to be that this is part of the achilo that they're allowed to eat in the work of the sote. But if they take out 10 and 9 to give to Baal HaBayis, what's the chiddush? Of course, that's like a regular worker. Meaning, even though they're eating the last grape, it's not considered to be that after the melacha was finished and he's chayav. It's considered to be part of the work, as we mentioned before. The morning goes back to the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, they're exchanging fruits with each other, and they both want to eat it. Or zel liktzer, so they both want to go and put the fruits together. There's still some melacha to do. Zel leichov zel liktzer, or want to eat, want to do the ktsia. Chayav, they're all chayav and meiser. Says the Gemara, nichol leichol chayav. Instead, you take to eat, you're chayav, because now it's finished. But liktzer is chayav. Why are you chayav on ktsia if you're still not the end of the melacha? Like as we mentioned in the Mishnah, once you sell it, if you have a sale, and this exchange is considered to be a sale, so then you chayav in Meiser, even though the Malach is not finished. And Meir and Ablozo hold the same thing. Same we learned earlier, the Ablozo holds that Truma, once you take a Truma out of the fruits, so then he's chayav and ma'aser, even though he didn't finish the process. Meir says the same thing regarding a sale, that a sale is kiveh fruits to be chayav and ma'aser, even though he's not finished the process. And the Rei Rashi Tzirulo explains it, because in both cases, he shows that he makes it very chashuv with his das. He's buying it, makes it chashuv. He's taking Truma out of it, makes it chashuv. See, it's the same idea. Once you do something which is not really completing the process, but gives that chashivus, doesn't make him obligated in ma'aser. So Rameir says yes regarding sale, Rabbi Elazar holds yes regarding trumo, and they're both going in the same shita. With this, we end the second parak of Maseches Ma'aseres, Hadron l'chayoiver, Hadron l'chayoiver, and with this, we end Yerushalmi Ma'aseres Daf Chof.